Welcome to another episode of Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. Here, I share insights, tips, and advice based on my 25 years of experience helping businesses protect and build bold brands. When I begin my classes teaching law students about trademark law, almost every week, I like to kick off the class by talking about trademark stories in the news, because there are almost always several trademark stories that have reached either the newspapers or the top level of the news or celebrity and entertainment news or social media, you know, viral topics, or normal stories in the news that just have a trademark angle to them. So trademarks in the news is something that we deal with all the time. However, consistently, journalists struggle with some of the nuance of trademark law and the terminology and language. And this is a challenge and upsetting in some ways when I'm trying to teach students about the proper terminology, proper concepts, and issues involved, and the stories that they see and the stories that their friends ask them about because they know they're studying trademarks, sometimes the stories completely err in describing the actual situation or the trademark elements of the situation. So for journalists, I'd like to give a few tips about trademarks. And really, the tips are that you have to be very precise about the language and about what the status of something is and what it means. So having a trademark doesn't mean that you have a trademark registration. It doesn't even mean that you have a trademark application necessarily. And having a trademark application or an application to register a trademark doesn't mean that you have a registered trademark. It just means that you have an application. That application might get denied. And until it's registered, it could be challenged, it could be denied, and it doesn't enjoy all the benefits of a registration. And furthermore, you don't trademark something. You apply to register something with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And then it becomes, hopefully, if it's granted, a registered trademark or a trademark registration. These differences may sound nitpicky, but they have very different meanings. If you don't use the appropriate language, it muddles the story. And it can be misleading when you say that so-and-so filed last week and they own the trademark for XYZ and the exclusive rights to it. That's just simply wrong. They filed. It hasn't even been reviewed. They don't own anything other than the filing of an application at this time, in my example. So be careful about the language. Be careful about the actual status. Is it a common law trademark, meaning that there's no registration of it? Is it a pending trademark application? Is it a registered trademark? Who was it registered by? Or is it being challenged at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office? Or is it being challenged or litigated in court? Or was there a threat to go to court? Or is something actually filed and pending in court? All of these things, again, have significant meanings and differences that are important in the world of trademark law. And I know it's not easy to write a story about a legal subject, but it is important to get it right and accurate. And if you are a journalist and watching this and have any questions, I am happy. I have responded to and helped many journalists over the years, provide information or, you know, untangle a complex trademark issue. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, leave a comment, send me a message, whatever it is. I'm happy to try to help get to the proper terminology in the situation that you're dealing with, because I think it's important that we get it right so that the readers or the followers or the viewers or the listeners get it right, so that the students who are learning about this subject get it right, and because we should all strive to get it right. You've just listened to another episode of Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. For lots more episodes, videos, content, links, blog posts, and more, visit our website at www.ericpelton.com.